Happy birthday, KCHA. All week long, we're celebrating KCHA's 50 years on the air. I'm David McCartney.
I'm Dave McCartney. I'll be back with more of your kind of music at 5 after 3.
Yours truly, back in 1973. I was 16 years old at the time, a junior at Charles City High School, and working at my first job in radio. Saturday afternoons on KCHA in those days were reserved for teenagers, the Top 40 show. For years, professional announcers ran the show, but starting in 1968, teens played the records for teens during that time slot. Okay, so we didn't always sound very polished on the air, but we were sincere about what we did. Here's a 1969 Saturday afternoon sample of the teen scene with Barry Dean.
This is Radio 1580, KCHA.
3 o'clock Central Daylight Time, KCHA in Charles City, Iowa. Time for the news.
You know the news and the weather and what time it is. In fact, you've
got to
be a regular
win.
All you
got to
do is keep your little
time. Where radio is fun.
KCHA, City. Reporting for KCHA award-winning news, Barry Dean. An early morning accident near Mason. We have 62 degrees in downtown Charles City. Wake me up in the morning, Michael, the Peppermint Rainbow, and the Barry Dean Show for this Saturday afternoon, June the 14th. We're just about 2 weeks into June, and the weather doesn't seem like summer. It's only 62 degrees on the outside, and cloudy. Nothing but a heartache, the Flirtations on the Barry Dean Show. We have 62 degrees and 10 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Featured artist land coming up at 25 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock.
A 1969 sample of the Barry Dean teen scene on KCHA. Former KCHA owner Vern Bromber recalls one Saturday afternoon when an advertising sales representative passed through town, called him up, and complained about the unpolished sound of his station during the teen show.
Actually, he kind of upset me because I couldn't get through as I tried to explain to him my thinking and what we were doing. And I said, I'm using teenagers, programmed to teenagers. I said, as far as I'm concerned, it's successful as far as listeners. And it's successful as far as advertisers.
Vern Bromberg, who owned and managed KCHA for 30 years until 1986. Vern also trusted teenagers like us with the keys to his station every Saturday afternoon back in the 1960s and 70s. It's KCHA's 50th anniversary. I'm David McCartney.